أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث، ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. As we've read in the previous ayat, that the chief priest of the Christians, Abu Haritha, though knowing the truth that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true Nabi of Allah, and in fact warned his brother not to say anything against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his brother went ahead and accepted Islam immediately, while he, because of the love of dunya, he, though knowing the truth and guiding his brother, but he did not accept Islam and he died as a non-Muslim. From here we learn that it's very important that we have to remove from our heart this love of dunya, the love of our passion and our desires, our nafs, that will lead us to total destructions if we don't correct it. And Allah has explained here that Allah testing us, Allah has made all these various things appear very beautiful, enjoyable, very desirous in our heart, and we have to work to take it out. Otherwise a person is overtaken by it, and when he's overwhelmed, overtaken, he doesn't see the harm in it. And in fact, anyone who advises him against it, that person becomes his enemy, and he will find fault with that person, and he will turn against that person, in fact, but he won't see the truth. So that first Allah said, حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, this our desires, which is called حُبِّ جَاهِ and حُبِّ بَاهِ. حُبِّ جَاهِ, pride, that we want to be big, people must praise us, we want a big following. Today, for example, on Twitter, we have got millions of people following us. All that we have, we want name, fame, etc. And hubbe ja and hubbe ba, lust, and then which has to do with our sexual desires. And of that, the worst fitna that has been put for us is that of woman. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says, the worst fitna I have left for my man is the fitna of woman. It completely makes a man blind and his brains don't function. As it is said that women have a half brain, but they make up the person with full brains. They make him lose all his brains. When he gets overwhelmed and overtaken by woman, he loses all his brains. And that was caused by those who have got half brains. So that is one big fitna. However, here, Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandilvi rahmatullahi alayh explains a very beautiful and subtle point. He says that in the previous ayats, Allah referred to ulil absar, the people who have got eyes. That is, the eyes of the heart are open. These people see through these tests and fitnas very easily. They see that this fitna of all this dunya's things, their lust, etc., they see through it. And in fact, as they make effort, they can see through other people. That this person, though outwardly showing a very pious front, not contact with buzurgs also, like a very good pious person, but he's also fully involved in dunya. In the inside, he's involved in all types of gunas. Outwardly, he makes that he's a very pious person and is very much in deen. So this is which the Quran Sharif speaks of, لا تعمل أبصار. It's not the eyes of the head that are gone blind, ولكن تعمل قلوب التي في الصدور. The eyes of the heart are blind, and that has to be made to see. And that is what is called تربيت and إصلاح. And unless a person does not do that under the guidance of the Mashayikh, who have taken their teachings from their Mashayikh, and he doesn't make an effort in that way, he will be trapped by shaitan his whole life, and shaitan will lead him to destruction. The first of all these which are shown out practically in our lives are that of woman, the worst test that has been placed for us. The second, walbani or bete, our children. In the love of children, people do a lot of wrong things also. And they accommodate their children doing all the wrong things. Children want to do very many wrong things. And if a person has not corrected himself, then he supports his children. He gives the money. How many people, how many Muslims are paying exorbitant fees to send their children to Christian missionary schools, to send them to private schools where they are taught all the wrong things. And just in their opinion, it is they are securing the future of the children. In their opinion, they are doing good to their children, but they are total destruction. So the love of children also completely destroys a person. والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة اور خزانے جمع کیے ہوئے سونے اور چاندی کے and piling up heaps of wealth of gold and silver, that is the love of money, and that also is a thing which totally blinds a person. Then he doesn't see whether it is coming from a halal source or a haram source, whether he is making zulam on people, lying, robbing people, all types of wrong things, but he just wants to accumulate wealth. Then when that comes and a person becomes blind, he doesn't see that I must accumulate it in the right way, in all the wrong way. And then he doesn't want to pay zakat also. He finds zakat to be like a tax, and he's trying to evade it, try and make plans to evade his zakat also. والخيل المسومة اور گھوڑے نشان لگائے ہوئے and horses that have got a special mark on the forehead, that is a special breed and a special class of horses. In our time, cars, the love of cars and vehicles, etc. How many a person will want his 4x4, will want all his smart cars, whether he buys it on higher purchase, whether he's paying interest on it, it doesn't matter. And his car is very dear to him. Anyone, even his child, has to scratch his car, it is like that person has scratched the heart of that person. He can't tolerate anything going wrong in his car, etc. So that is another big test. وَالْأَدْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ or maweshi or kheti, and animals like people, farmers, goats, horses, sheep, etc., cow. That is where the love of that comes in a person. And of farming, that is growing crops, etc. And though the harth is the most important crops for eating purposes, and the animals for the meat and the milk, and from there many other things are made. Our clothes are made, our shoes are made. So all that a person loves, though those are necessities which come first, but in love they come last. The love of woman, which other woman, haram woman, which is only destruction, but that is super first on the list. People go mad for woman whose eyes are blind, who can't see, and then they just want to get involved, and they don't care, they don't think what the consequences will be, or what terrible results will come out of that. So all of these are terrible tests which Allah Ta'ala, very severe tests that have been put for us. And the way to come out of that is that the eyes of the heart must be open. And just like if we have got cataract, we can't remove that cataract motia ourselves. We will have to go to a doctor who is an expert in that field, and then he will remove that cataract, and then we can see again properly. The same way, when our hearts, there is cataract on the heart, we will have to go to the mashayikh who are the experts of that field, and we take our treatment there, it will be removed. Then we will be able to see all these things in the correct perspective. We won't be deceived by these things. Like in the Hadith Sharif it comes, النَّذْرُ سَحْمٌ مِنْ سِحَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَسْمُومٌ. The eye, the look of the gaze of the eye is a poisonous arrow of shaitan. And when a person makes effort, and then he can, if he can, many, many, almost all of us, we just can't remove our eyes when our eyes fall on a woman. But a person who made effort, مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مَخَافَتِ, a person who does not look in the fear of Allah, أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. Allah says, I will change that and give him the sweetness of Iman, which he will actually taste and experience in his heart. So that is what we have to do. And so all these things, Allah says, what is it all when a person can see clearly? ذَلِكَ مَتَعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Yeh faida uthana hai dunya ki zindagi mein. All these things are the mata of this dunya's life. Dunya itself is very temporary. The whole of dunya, till when it's going to exist, it's very temporary. And how long will one person live in this dunya? 60, 70 years, 80, 90, very few will reach 100. Over 100, hardly, very, very few. And that is all. And of this temporary life, all these things which have been mentioned, six categories of things, all of them are mata'. Mata', in for us to understand very easily, in our language, which we call a scrupler, that dirty rag to clean up things. In the kitchen usually, there is that one dirty rag when something spills over, etc. That is what is mata'. So this whole dunya, which is temporary, which is valueless, and all of it is only like a scrupler. That is all what all those women, the wealth, the cars, the cows, the animals, the farms, all these things are just a little temporary thing. So a person, when the eyes of his heart open, then he will be able to understand and see through this. It is absolutely necessary that every ustad who teaches Quran, Tarjuma, Tafsir, his heart must be also completely convinced of it. Otherwise he will explain it even to his student and say that dunya is necessary, and he will in fact promote dunya. That dunya also, we have to see to dunya. We are living in this dunya. How people, for example, they say that we have to support the government, the ruling party, because they are making us easy for us to live according to Islam. They haven't got the reality that it is Allah who is doing it. And they're giving the ruling party the power of Allah. So tell the ustad also, he is not here, his Islam is not made. He will destroy those students he's teaching. He won't make their lives, he will destroy their lives. If he is not convinced, how will he convince them? And when he gives his lesson also, he'll give it in such a way to accommodate the dunya, that now dunya also we have to see, we are living here, and that is unfortunately the disease which is in a pandemic proportion in the whole ummah. So this person has to be convinced himself, then he will be able to. Same thing, giving a bayan. We can give a whole bayan, but if we ourselves are not convinced, then what are we going to put across to the people? And then Allah says, وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَعَابِ. Or Allah, he ke paas hai achha thikana. And the good is only by Allah. That is the akhirah, which in the following ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains the real ni'mats which a person should go for, which a person should cherish, are the enamels of akhirah. And you must be able to see it in that person's life, his aman, his way of life, that he is keen for the akhirah. He's not hankering and running after this dunya. He's not all the time after this dunya. That is what is required. So from this lesson of the Christian, there is a great lesson for us as Muslims, that we must not fall in the same trap they fell into. And the Quran has come actually for that purpose. Not just that we put rose petals in the Quran Sharif, we put itar on it, and we put it on a high shelf, and we respect it very much. Much more than that, the rights of Quran, that we have to read it, and not only read it, that we understand and we practice upon it. That is what is required. Not just that we have the kitab, like you have the best medicine, and you put it in a gold case, but you don't drink the medicine, it's not going to benefit you. You'll have to drink that medicine. So in the Quran and the teachings of Quran and the teachings of our deen, no matter how much we speak, what a beautiful religion we got, and we'll, until we don't apply that deen into our lives, we won't get the benefit. Now it's winter. If you have a lady who prepares the best soup, by which you, with all the hot ingredients in it, by which you don't catch a cold in winter, but till she herself does not drink it, she won't get the benefit. She can be making the best adu pak and methi pak and all that, and she's giving everyone free, she's giving. People are eating it and benefiting, but still she herself doesn't eat it, she won't get the benefit. So all this, no matter how much we talk, until we don't apply it to ourselves, the reality of it, not just the outward picture, we won't get the benefit. May Allah guide us to proper understanding and appreciate this great, beautiful deen Allah has given us. And the real appreciation is when we make amal on it.